Hi, and welcome to today's episode of Daily Musings. I'm Alicia, and I wanted to share a really valuable exercise from a book that I recently read and then reread called Hyperfocus. And it's written by Chris Bailey, who has written about other productivity things. I'm pretty sure one of his previous books is called The Productivity Project. So he's a pretty hardcore dude, and he also lives in Kingston, Ontario, which is a city I've been to a few times, and it's, rah-rah, fellow Canadian, that kind of thing. So this book, one of the best concepts in it to me was the idea that productivity isn't just about hyper-focusing, which is really lasering in on something and doing your most meaningful, best work, but also about, you know, removing distractions, all those things, time management, etc., but also about being, you know, embracing scatter focus, which is like the opposite. It's more of a daydreaming state where you're really creative and you're able to embrace the big picture and things like that. But that's not what I want to talk about today. I wanted to share an exercise from his chapter, Switching Off Autopilot Mode. And the purpose of this exercise is to get a grip on what your most meaningful work is and what the work that you do that isn't really meaningful, but it's necessary. And then figuring out what is unproductive and unnecessary to be doing, basically. So we're going to do a little grid, like a quadrant to talk through this and come up with different ideas. But I found this to be a really useful exercise for myself. It's always helpful to think about, okay, what are the most meaningful tasks that I could be doing versus what is just putting out fires or what seems to be short-term relevant, but not relevant in the long term. So I like this quote from the introduction. Just as you are what you eat, you are what you pay attention to. Attention is finite. I think people say finite. I think that's how they pronounce it. And the most valuable ingredient you have to live a good life. So make sure that everything you consume is worthy of your attention. Just a little thought, but let's get into switching off autopilot mode. Basically, the idea is that we make so many decisions while we're on autopilot, which is good because, I mean, we don't want to have to think through all the, you know, if we had to concentrate really hard on driving or brushing our teeth or all the other mundane things we do throughout the day, our heads would explode and be overwhelming. But the thing is that how we manage our attention shouldn't be one of those things that's on autopilot. We want where we're directing our attention to be a conscious decision, just because that does dramatically impact the quality of our life. The problem with managing your attention on autopilot is that the most urgent is almost never the most important. Directing your attention toward the most important object of your choosing and then sustaining that attention is the most consequential decision we make throughout the day. So I love that. I think that's that just meshes so nicely with my own personal philosophy. The idea that productivity, time management, etc., is all really what it comes down to. Isn't about being more effective, like a robot, like churning up more, you know, content or something like that. It's about how do you live a good life? Because if you have really strong powers of attention and you apply it to work, say, those same strong powers of attention can be turned towards your personal life, investing in your relationships and just enjoying your life more. Because if you pay more attention to your life, chances are you're going to enjoy it more. So that's my little side note. But here's the exercise. So you make a grid out of four things. So down the one column, let me think, rows versus columns. Okay, let's talk about columns. Sorry, I always have to visualize how this is set up. I always mix up columns and rows. I have to, when I say the word column, I think of these Roman Colosseum images in my head, and that's the only way I can get it right. So we have unattractive and attractive work, and those are our two columns. And then our two rows are productive and unproductive work. So here we go. So if you have unattractive and productive work, you would consider that to be necessary work. You don't really want to do it, but it's productive. You should do it. So it's necessary. And then we also, this is the golden star one, is work that's both attractive and productive. That's what Chris calls purposeful work. So this is like this is the big one. This is the one where you're in your genius zone. It's the most important area. Then we go to basically the worst category, which is unattractive and unproductive work. this is just unnecessary. If you don't want to do it and it's not productive, then why are you even doing it in the first place? And then finally, we have attractive work, but unproductive work. Now, this is where you get into distractions and you do distracting work. It's not really moving the needle forward. So what we really want to pay attention to is, how do we increase the productive work that we do, whether it's necessary or purposeful? And how do we eliminate or reduce the unproductive work that we do, work that's unnecessary entirely or just distracting? Ultimately, purposeful work is what we're put on this earth to do. And that's what we really want to make sure we're doing. However, purposeful work is the least urgent. And sometimes it's not even it's not easy necessarily. So for example, purposeful for me might be making a detailed YouTube video. And sometimes that can take hours. But that is also like something that I can experience resistance about. Even though I like doing it, to get started, it's like, oh, this is hard. It's a lot easier to distract myself with something that's kind of pointless, that isn't actually going to feel fulfilling to do, but has like an easier entry. So anyway, I wanted to share some of these ideas with you. So my purposeful work, it depends. But my purposeful work is largely my creative work. So recording music, making YouTube videos, making these, I feel like this is something that's connected to my vision of where I want to go in the future. Any type of, specific targeted reading and studying that I've been doing this year, that is what I consider purposeful, because, I like filtering information and sharing it. Writing, like any type of writing, I consider to be purposeful work. Basically, creating content, creating courses. That's where I feel like, okay, this is what I want to really focus on, because I think this is where I shine. Now, that's what I consider both productive and attractive. So on the other hand, you have necessary work that isn't really that attractive. It might not be top of your list. It's not going to be like your shining star kind of work. It's not really what you're put on the earth to do, but you do have to do it. It's like the necessary evil stuff. Sometimes it's maybe a little bit boring or not as exciting, but it's got to get done. So examples of this for me would be emails, which I have a complicated relationship with. Sometimes filming videos, depending on what it happens to be, planning lessons, doing that stuff can I think I'm pretty good at it, but sometimes it's a little bit like a chore. It's more like teaching actual classes. I find that to be necessary, and I'm happy once I've done it. And I think I'm kind of in my strong zone when I'm doing it. Would that be necessary work or purposeful work? I'm not really sure, but I'd put it in one of the two. Planning and executing webinars might count as this. Any type of promotion. I really don't like promoting. It's not attractive at all to me, which is why I've pretty much never promoted myself. And I probably should, but that's probably a necessary thing that I just don't really like doing. And any type of maybe musician skill building stuff that I'm not particularly great at doing either, because it's not that attractive for me. Like how-to videos, like how to improve my recording setup or things like that would be what I consider necessary work. Now I'm trying to think of work that would be attractive and unproductive. So just distracting work. I'm trying to think of a good example of that. Something like that for me might be organizing things, like organizing files or that would probably be the best example I can come up with right now. It generally isn't worth it. Trying to get to inbox zero, I think sometimes feels like it's a purposeful goal, but it's actually really not, because it's, even if you reach that shining star once, it's going to pile up again. And there's not really, I feel like email is a beast that I don't want to defeat. It's just, can I keep it within manageable levels on a consistent basis? I don't have enough time to invest in email to get to inbox zero, but that would be, I consider that to be pretty unproductive, because answering emails is something that I do need to do, but it's also not what I'm put on this earth to do. So there's no reason to over-optimize that. Sometimes I can get lost in planning. So planning can be productive, but if you overdo it, it can be unproductive. You go in way too much detail and then you get stuck in analysis paralysis and then you get nothing done. I'm trying to think of, for the final point, unattractive and unproductive. So basically just straight up unnecessary work. I don't have any examples of this in my own life because I think I've pretty much eliminated it. And this is one benefit of being an entrepreneur, is that I have more control over this. But one idea of what this could be, sometimes I read a lot about people discussing certain meetings. Some meetings might be necessary, but some meetings might be totally unproductive and totally unnecessary. Some work emails could be unproductive and unnecessary. Would a phone call solve this a lot faster? So just thinking about the work that I do on a daily basis and writing them down in each of those, in that grid, essentially, and figuring out where is most of my time going. It was heartening for me because if I would have done this 5 years ago, maybe my grid would have been a little more sad. 10 years ago, it would have been even more sad. But I think I'm getting a little bit more in alignment. I tend to put a higher focus on purposeful work, even if I'm, you know, if I'm creating courses and I have to imagine the best way to put them together. It's a process that takes hours and hours and hours. And it's not urgent because I do it in advance and it takes a lot of time, but it doesn't have the same urgency as getting in my inbox. But it is the more important thing to do. So I am pleased that I tend to prioritize purposeful work, even when I feel like a little bit of a nagging in the back of my mind, like, oh, there's other things that need to be done. You need to do this. You need to do that. Put out this fire, put out that fire. But those fires will, I'll get to them all in good time, but no one else can do the kind of creative work that I do in my own way. And that's true of all of us, right? Whatever you're here on this earth to do, the work that is in your genius zone that you're very good at and that you have a unique capability of doing and a value that you can give to the world that's totally unique to you, that's the thing that you want to be paying the most attention to, even if it's not urgent. So anyway, those are my thoughts for today. I appreciate, as always, you spending some time with me, and I'll catch up with you in the next one.